Now, cigar aficionados from all over the world will gather in Cuba this week for its annual Habanos Festival, a sort of big blow. Let's talk to Mitchell Orchant, who's the managing director of Cigars Limited, one of Britain's biggest cigar merchants. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm a cigar smoker, I confess. But is this a dying business? It's increasingly difficult to find places to smoke them, and after this June, they'll be banned in England and Wales, even in private clubs.
Yeah, well, it's July the 1st is the ban, and I think an Englishman's home is still his castle, and most of our clients do smoke at home, so we don't expect any downturn in business at all. Plus, there is a exemption to the smoking ban, which is at the 50-odd specialist tobacconist shops in England, five of which I own. So people will still be able to sample fine Havana cigars on our premises.
And are you going to sort of skip round the rules there? Because I know a cigar shop in the West End that's now offering coffee and seats. In effect, it's a sort of a lounge.
No, I don't think they're going to allow smoking dens to actually be created, and it is just for sampling purposes.
Now, what about Cuba? How have they got around the smoking ban that's been in force there for the past few years?
Well, I go frequently to Cuba, and the smoking ban basically was never enforced.
Really?
Simple as
they
that.
They were just playing at it.
Well, the law was passed, but it's simply not enforced. You can smoke just about anywhere in Havana.
Because I always thought it was a bit hypocritical, really. There they were making all these cigars. They banned them over there, but expect us to smoke them over here.
That's communism for you.
Well... What's your best-selling cigar in the UK? How much might I have to pay for it here? And what would it cost in Cuba?
Well, our best-selling cigar is probably the Monte Cristo No. 4. In fact, it's the best-selling Havana cigar in the world. We sell them for about £169 for a box of 25 cigars. And they're a lot cheaper in Cuba, probably due to the taxation in the UK, I'm afraid.
So do the maths for us. What is that, about £6 each?
Yes, roughly.
And how much of that would be tax?
I don't know if I can do the math that quick, but probably about half of it.
Really?
Yeah.
See, a lot of people say this is all just snob marketing. It's a bit like sort of Krug champagne. Aren't cigars made in Jamaica or Dominica or Florida just as good?
Absolutely not. Havana cigars are the best cigars in the world. They are made from a unique combination of sun, soil and skill that can only be found in Cuba. Nothing comes near.
What about you, King? Are you a cigar smoker?
Oh, once at Christmas and the occasional wedding, I think, Jeff.
The mitzvahs and weddings and that's it. Right, Mitchell, tell us about the importation of cigars into Britain, because we had someone on the show about a year ago, and he was saying that there is only one importer of top-quality Cuban cigars into Britain, and as a result of that, there's no competition, and as a result of that, prices are much higher. Is that true?
No, it's not true, actually. There is one importer, Hunters and Francao. They've been established for 200 years. They're a very respectable and honourable company, and they supply all the cigar merchants. They maintain excellent quality, and we believe that the prices are only high in this country due to the fact we have excise duty, customs duty and VAT, and that keeps the prices unfortunately higher than our neighbours in Europe.
As I admitted earlier, I do like a cigar, but I can't smoke at home because I'm thrown outside by my wife and daughter, so it's summer smoking only for me, Mitchell. Many thanks for coming on the show. Much appreciated.
That's a pleasure.
It's just gone 7:30, coming up after the